KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:02, it's sunny and 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today with a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. The Iowa Transportation Commission today approved more than $3.1 million in funding to support 45 public transit projects included in the fiscal year 2013 transit program. The projects are funded under the State Public Transit Infrastructure Grant Fund, Federal Job Access and Reverse Commute, or JARC program, and the Federal New Freedom Program. The New Freedom Federal Formula Grant Program seeks to reduce barriers to transportation services and expand the transportation mobility options available to people with disabilities beyond the requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. Transit agencies in larger communities received a direct allocation of funding from the FTA, and the commission is responsible for programming projects in smaller communities. And based on the applications received, the commission approved $590,822 to support transit systems serving several cities and several regional systems, including the one here in Atlantic. The commission also approved a $4,459 request for expansion of the Harlan taxi service for new hours and under the Freedom Program. Under the JARC program, the commission approved a $4,334 request for the Red Oak taxi service. A complete listing of the individual projects and their funding amounts is available on the DOT's website, which there is a link to under this same story on our website at KJAN.com. Just click on the news tab and scroll down. News time is 9:04.
It happens. You're driving down the road and you notice a beautiful new boat passing you. Funny, that boat looks just like the beautiful new boat you bought last month. Not so funny, that boat is your boat. It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. As you gather the life jackets, skis, and fishing gear for a fun time on the water, have you thought of what you'd do if suddenly, as you're going down the road, you realize your boat was no longer attached? Or if something should happen once you're on the water? Because it can happen to your boat under different circumstances. The policy that will cover it depends on what happens and where. And that's what I'm here to help you figure out. What kind of Allied insurance coverage you'll need for your boat, and what coverage you already have with your auto policy. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied insurance agent in Atlantic, United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
Well, President Obama is heading to campaign rallies in Oskaloosa, Marshalltown, and Waterloo today after spending part of Monday evening at the Iowa State Fair. Obama's stroll through the fairgrounds came about 7 hours after Paul Ryan, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney's running mate, spoke to a crowd gathered around the Des Moines Register's soapbox.
We're not growing this economy like we need to. We're not creating jobs like we can in America. And that is why Mitt Romney and I have a plan for a stronger middle class to get this country back on track, get this country growing jobs again, and get us back on the path to prosperity in this country.
And as you can tell, there were protesters who heckled Ryan throughout his speech.
We're used to this in Wisconsin. Oh, yeah.
Obama arrived in Council Bluffs around midday Monday and quickly took aim at Ryan, a Wisconsin congressman who's in his 14th year as member of the U.S. House.
What's holding us back right now is Washington politics. You've got folks on the other side who think compromise is a dirty word, and whose main idea is to go back to the same old top-down economics that got us into this mess in the first place.
Obama suggested the main idea Republicans are presenting to voters in 2012 is the same old top-down economics that created the economic downturn. Late Monday afternoon during a speech in Boone, Obama amplified on that theme.
They have tried to sell us this trickle-down fairy dust before. And it did not work then. It won't work now.
Last night at around 7:30, Obama walked through one of the gates into the Iowa State Fairgrounds, talking with fairgoers and posing for pictures for about an hour before going into a beer tent and ordering a Bud Light. Obama also ate a cold pork chop. The president-elect of the Iowa pork producers had been holding two pork chops on a styrofoam plate for about 45 minutes, waiting to give them to Obama. A 22-year-old Sioux City man suspected of shooting at two bicyclists in northwest Iowa has pleaded not guilty to drunken driving and other charges. Authorities say Terry Oliver Jr. on Monday entered a written plea of not guilty to OWI, going armed with intent and two counts of misdemeanor assault with a firearm. No trial date has been set. The bicyclists had reported they were riding along Iowa Highway 12 near Stone State Park when the incident occurred August 5th. They say a vehicle slowed as it neared them and someone inside started shooting, and the men took cover in a ditch. The suspect vehicle was stopped 4 miles north, and Oliver and Cesar Gonzalez were taken into custody after a brief foot chase. Authorities say Gonzalez is a material witness. The Iowa Department of Transportation today approved, and the director of the Iowa Department of Transportation subsequently adopted, an emergency administrative rule that increases the administrative driving privilege sanctions for illegally passing a stopped school bus. The rule takes effect tomorrow, allowing it to be in effect at the start of the 2012-2013 school year. Earlier this year, you may recall, Governor Branstad signed into law Senate File 2218, the Keep Aware Driving Youth Need School Safety Act, which is commonly known as Caden's Law, that increased the criminal penalties for passing a stopped school bus and directed the Iowa DOT to enact rules that make illegally passing a stopped school bus a serious moving violation that triggers periods of suspension for first, second, and subsequent offenses. The new rule provides that a person's Iowa driving privilege will be suspended 30 days for a first conviction, 90 days for a second conviction, and 180 days for a third or subsequent conviction. In addition, fines for a first offense range from $250 to $675 and or a 30 days in jail. A second offense comes with fines ranging from $315 to more than $1,875, along with a possible prison sentence of up to 1 year. The same penalties are possible for a third or subsequent offense in addition to a 180-day license suspension. Any offense causing injury, a serious injury to another person, may also cause the person responsible to face a fine of $500. Any offense causing the death of another person while passing a school bus will result in a $1,000 fine and suspension of license for up to 180 days. Officials say it's important to remember that offenses which cause serious injury or death associated with the passing of a school bus, such as OWI, reckless driving, eluding, or attempting to elude a law enforcement vehicle, are Class B felonies which can carry fines of up to $10,000, a mandatory restitution of $150,000, and a mandatory prison term of 25 years. Your license will also be suspended for 6 years. Kim Snook, director of the Iowa DOT's Office of Driver Services, said they hope that the increased penalties and sanctions will make drivers think twice before foolishly choosing to pass a stopped school bus. More than thinking about their own penalty, however, she says they hope they will remember and recognize that passing a stopped school bus threatens the life of a child. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Afghan officials say three suicide bombers have killed at least 20 people in a normally peaceful city in southwestern Afghanistan. Nearly 50 more were wounded in today's attack in the provincial capital of the Nimruz province. The governor says the bombings came a day after local authorities rounded up several other suspected insurgents preparing for suicide attacks in the area. The highest-ranking political figure to defect from the Syrian government is urging other political and military leaders to do the same. Syria's former prime minister, Riyad Hajab, says Bashar Assad's regime is near collapse. It's the first time he's spoken publicly since he fled to Jordan with his family last week. Americans are shopping again. The Commerce Department says retail sales increased 0.8% in July from the month before, as consumers bought cars, furniture, electronics, building materials, and sporting goods. The increase is the largest since February and follows 3 months of declines. Stocks have opened higher on Wall Street on today's news. In fact, the Dow right now is up about 18, a little more than 18.5 points. The S&P 500 is up nearly 2.5. NASDAQ is up about 5.25. And the VIX is up just under a point. The biggest increase in corn prices in nearly 6 years pushed up wholesale prices in July. The Labor Department says the Producer Price Index, which measures price changes before they reach the consumer, rose a seasonally adjusted 0.3% last month. Corn prices jumped 34.5%, the largest gain since October of 2006. News time is 9:11.
You found the perfect spot, a nice shade tree, a beautiful view, and not too far from the water. You're backing into place when suddenly it happens. That tree branch is just a little too low to get your whole camper under it. Now you really will be sleeping under the stars. How are you going to pay for the damage? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. Because it can happen to your RV under different circumstances, pulling it down the road or once you're on location. The policy that will cover it depends on what happens and where. And that's what I'm here to help you figure out. What kind of allied insurance coverage you will need for your RV and what coverage you already have with your auto policy. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In the funeral announcements, Mabel Thompson, age 90 of Glenwood and formerly of Brayton, died Friday. Funeral services for Mabel Thompson will be this morning at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Phyllis Krogh, age 92 of Exira, died Friday. Funeral services for Phyllis Krogh will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. John Saunders, age 85 of Cedar Rapids and formerly of Cumberland, died Thursday. Funeral services for John Saunders will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, south of Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Del Ray Warner, age 61 of Adair, died Saturday. Memorial services for Del Warner will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. Gene Burnham, age 88 of Griswold, died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for Gene Burnham will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of arrangements. Irene Jorgensen, age 86 of Audubon, died Sunday. Funeral services for Irene Jorgensen will be Thursday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Martha Marie Larson, age 84 of Atlantic, died Monday. Memorial services for Martha Larson will be Thursday at 3 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. That's a check of the news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. This report brought to you by United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust. The Sky Scan forecast is next.